It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
All right, this weekend we got a few games I want to look out for. Matt, you don't know, but Trey and a lot of listeners out there know who my favorite teams are. So it's going to seem all like right. I'm a little homerism is going on here.
Let's go with
but
it, Joe.
All the intrigue happens to deal with my teams this weekend. First up, we start with the Houston Rockets versus the LA Lakers. Mike D'Antoni making his coaching debut. That's going to be Sunday night at 8:30. I'm not sure you can see this game without having NBA League Pass, but, you know, maybe you want to check out one of the venues or you have it at your house and you'll be able to see that game. And then moving on.
How do you like the pickup on D'Antoni? You know, Magic Johnson came out and he wanted Phil Jackson.
Right.
And they actually consulted with him about D'Antoni and they didn't consult with him about Mike Brown. How do you feel about, you know, the GM and people actually asking your star player when you know Kobe's only going to be there probably this year and next year?
Right. Well, the thing about it is you have to consult with him. You have to see his mind frame because even though he's only under contract for 2 years, he could possibly be there longer. But also, I don't see how you pick anyone over Phil Jackson. I don't see how that happens. It should never happen.
Yeah, they said now it's the bus's son who's kind of running it now, right?
Yeah.
And that he pretty much wiped the floor or wiped the organization. Anybody who was associated with Phil Jackson, for some reason, he wants to start a different legacy. I don't know what kind of tiff they got into.
Right.
But something like that happened because it doesn't make sense. How do you not get Phil?
Yeah, well, you see it with even with the Yankees, another one of my teams. You know, George Steinbrenner transitioning to the Suns. The Suns want to implement their own stamp on
their
organization.
Start their own legacy, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happens there. All right, moving on to the NFL. Have the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is out. Baltimore is a 3.5-point favorite. That's 7 o'clock Sunday night, 7:20 on Sunday night on NBC. Just got a notification, Rashard Mendenhall is playing, so expect the Steelers to run the ball quite a bit here. And I know you like Byron Leftwich. You said he's going to do a great job in this game.
He will. Byron is a gamer, and I promise you he went to Big Ben and said, hey, man, I'm going to hold this down for you. You go and get healthy. And Todd Haley, their offensive coordinator now, if you notice, they do a lot of quick passes, and they have some good running backs. And if Rashard Mendenhall's there, Byron can make any throw on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one throw he can't make. I think they're going to be tough with Byron there, and I know they got a lot of divisional games, and I don't know if they get this one or not, but I look for them to go at least 500 with Byron as their starting quarterback.
All right. Now, my actual pick this weekend, going a little outside the box because I pay attention to all sports, everything going on, NASCAR. Brad Keselowski leads Jimmy Johnson by 20 points. And for the Sprint Cup Series Championship, that's going to be 2 p.m. on Sunday, Homestead, Miami, ESPN. And we're going to hear from both the guys here. This is Brad Keselowski first.
To win a championship for Roger would certainly be a huge accomplishment, considering everything he's been through in American motorsports and beyond. You know, you look at his legacy in the sport, and you can't help but feel that he's been a little bit slighted on the NASCAR side. So we'd like to get that job done. And I think we have the opportunity to do it. I think we have the team and car. And it's just a matter of putting all the pieces together.
I definitely think it's possible. You look at our bad luck last weekend. You know, there's still a race here, and there's still hard tires on these race cars. And something can happen there. There's still a lot of very tough competition on the track. You know, then this just isn't any other race. This is the championship race, and there's a lot that comes with that. So I'm very optimistic. I think that we'll have a very fast race car, and we'll go out onto the racetrack and do all that we can each and every lap of every practice session, qualifying and race, and see how things play out.
All right, there it is. Those two guys wrapping up, and we got something else added to that as well.
I've been
watching NASCAR and drinking beer.
That's what I'll be doing this weekend, and I hope a lot of people out there will as well.